No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Monday, July 17th, 2017. I'm David Brown, and it's great to have you with us. And forgive me if the folks on Morning Edition already shared this with you, though they might have missed it. Both Kid Rock and Caitlyn Jenner have announced their not-quite candidacy for U.S. Senate, more like flirtations with the idea. Metal rapper Kid Rock has a campaign website of sorts, which seems to be mostly about marketing trucker caps and the like. Ms. Jenner's announcement came in a Sunday morning radio interview in New York City. If she ran, though, it would be in California, and Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein's seat will be up for grabs in 2018. Now, for the record, Jenner, a transgender gold medal Olympian, is a lifelong Republican. Kid Rock is reported to be of a similar political persuasion. He would be running in Michigan. Many are inclined to dismiss all this as a joke, right? But not Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts or Chuck Schumer of New York over the weekend, both sternly warning fellow Democrats of what happened the last time they laughed off a celebrity candidate. Which brings us to a political dilemma closer to home for the Democrats of the great state of Texas, especially as contrasted with their Republican counterparts. Although Governor Abbott has just formally announced his plans to run for re-election, with a little political imagination, one could perhaps picture several plausible challengers with statewide name recognition. But how many of them are Democrats? It's not for lack of grassroots interest, more like a lack of star power, a name that could top a ticket and help fill out a statewide slate. You might think of it as the Democrats' post-Davis dilemma. Where's the next Wendy? Here to help us delve deeper into this question, Democratic analyst Harold Cook. Harold, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Where's this rock star for the Texas Democrats? Where are they going to find that name?
Well, I don't know, and it's a huge challenge at the moment for several reasons. First and foremost, you've got as an opponent Governor Abbott, and the problem with running against Greg Abbott is that Greg Abbott, as a campaigner, is absolutely relentless. He and his team take nothing for granted. They campaign hard. And number two, which is perhaps most importantly, Greg Abbott is perhaps the best fundraiser I have ever seen in Texas. He's already got $35 million raised. And for anybody, especially a Democrat, to run against him with any hope of winning, you have to have several things going for you. You have to either start the race with some substantial name ID, or you have to start the race with enough money, and I'm talking millions, to very quickly become known to Texas voters because you have effectively communicated with them. Well, as we all know, communicating with voters in Texas is a very expensive proposition. I mean, you've got a lot of media markets in this state. You've got a lot of real estate to cover. All of that takes money. Yes, I think Texas does have an A-team.
All right, well, you're going to have to name names, Harold. I mean, because a lot of people are sort of scratching their heads and wondering who's on that A-team?
Sure. Now, you know, setting aside for a minute who is likely to decide to run, either of the Castro brothers would be great. I think Clay Jenkins, the Dallas County judge, would be great. I think Anise Parker, the former Houston mayor, would be great. Kirk Watson, the current state senator from Austin and the former Austin mayor, I think he'd be a great candidate. Now, that said, where do these people get the money? Because saying somebody is a great candidate, but he can't really raise the money to compete is just like saying, boy, that guy could be a great NFL quarterback. Too bad he can't pass.
I think that a lot of Republicans listening to us would say, look, I mean, let's look at another reality here. Even with the name recognition and the enthusiasm that Wendy Davis had behind her, couldn't pull it off in the most recent gubernatorial election. So, what makes you think that the demographics are there if you could find the right candidate if you're a Democrat?
I don't think it's the demographics. I think it's the year. I think it's the time. What we have at this point, which Wendy Davis did not have, is a political atmosphere which is nationwide, in which you have a very, very unpopular Republican in the White House that at least in theory should be dragging down local candidates, regional candidates, and statewide candidates, as witnessed by, you know, when Trump was on the ballot in 2016, he only took Texas by 9 percentage points. Single-digit win in Texas has not been seen by Republicans in a very long time. He is clearly less popular than other Republicans have been. He is less popular now than he was in November of 2016.
So if you're a Democrat, you run against Trump, or do you run against the politics of bathrooms or the sanctuary city bill? I mean, is there that grassroots that's already built and hankering, looking for that candidate?
I think the shadow from above is Trump's unpopularity. I think a winning Democrat, if one exists against Greg Abbott, runs on those Texas issues.
Democratic analyst Harold Cook, he's following what Democrats are going through right now. You can follow him, lettersfromtexas.com. Harold, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Always a pleasure, David.